This is the Black Christian News Podcast. My name is Daniel White IV. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to USA Today, the Supreme Court ruled Thursday that a gigantic Latin cross on government land in Bladensburg, Maryland, does not have to be moved or altered in the name of church-state separation. The justices reasoned that the 40-foot cross was erected nearly a century ago as a World War I memorial, not an endorsement of Christianity. Although their verdict could extend to other existing monuments, it does not offer a blank check to new ones. According to NBC News, a Syrian refugee who came to the United States 3 years ago has been charged in an ISIS-inspired plot to bomb a Christian church in Pittsburgh. Mustafa Al-Omar recorded a video of himself pledging an oath of allegiance to the leader of the Islamic State group and bought bomb-making materials to use in an attack. He was arrested Wednesday and charged with one count of attempting to provide material support to ISIS and two counts of distributing information about making bombs in relation to the planned assault. According to Bloomberg, book publishers are imploring President Donald Trump not to impose a Bible tax. Proposed tariffs on $300 billion in Chinese goods would include printed materials, which would especially affect Bibles and children's books predominantly produced in China. Because of the unique paper printing technology and skills needed, company and trade group officials testified during the second day of a 7-day hearing on the proposed duties. According to Christian Post, Brian Dahl, a newly elected Republican state senator and farmer from Bieber, California, has come under fire for conducting what critics say is a town hall that was advertised for Christians only. The event held last Thursday in Reading was billed the Faith and Values Town Hall and moderated by Mayor Julie Winter and held at Little Country Church. Dahl was criticized, however, from how the online invitation appeared to only invite Christians from local churches. According to the Associated Press, a UK judge has sentenced a teenager who created an online image of Prince Harry to 4 years and 3 months in a young offenders institution. Judge Rebecca Poulette lambasted student Mikhail Zukzuk for creating an image of Harry with a pistol to his head against a blood-spattered background. The post was shared a few months after Harry married biracial former actress Meghan Markle, referred to the prince as a race hater. According to the AP, a woman suing Harvard University over 19th century images of slaves she says were her ancestors received the backing of dozens of descendants of the professor who commissioned the images in his attempt to prove blacks were inferior to whites. 43 of Professor Louis Agassiz's descendants, including several with degrees from Harvard, delivered a letter to the Ivy League school's president and board of overseers calling on the university to return images of an enslaved African man named Renty and his daughter Delia to their descendants. According to the Associated Press, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is dismissing calls to apologize for saying that the Senate got things done with civility, even when the body included segregationists with whom he disagreed. His rivals for the 2020 nomination, including the two major black candidates in the race, roundly criticized Biden's comments, but Biden didn't back down and was particularly defiant in the face of criticism from New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, who said the former vice president should apologize. Biden said Booker should apologize because the senator should know better than to question Biden's commitment to civil rights. According to the Associated Press, artist Kehinde Wiley will unveil his first monumental public sculpture in New York's Times Square this fall in response to Confederate statues nationwide. Times Square Arts, the Virginia Museum of Fine Art, and gallery owner Sean Kelly announced Thursday that the bronze Rumors of War sculpture, featuring a young black male dressed in urban streetwear, mounted atop a horse. The project originated when Wiley saw Confederate General J.E.B. Stuart's monument in Richmond, Virginia. Wiley is known for his paintings of black Americans and his commissioned portrait of President Barack Obama, displayed at the National Portrait Gallery. According to Christian Post, the Catholic Church is accusing the Eritrean government of shutting down all Catholic-run healthcare facilities, leaving thousands without access to medical care. The Eritrean Catholic Church sent a letter to the Ministry of Health condemning the closure of its health centers in the East African nation as crackdowns against Christianity and other minority religions continue. The Catholic Church, which operates as many as 22 health centers in Eritrea, accused the government of ordering patients to go home and deploying soldiers to monitor the facilities. It is in that According to NBC 10, an investigation into racist and insensitive Facebook posts allegedly made by active duty and former police officers across the country has led to 72 Philadelphia cops being placed on administrative leave. Commissioner Richard Ross said on Wednesday, "We've talked about from the outset how disturbing and how disappointing and upsetting these posts are, and how they will undeniably impact police-community relations." The announcement comes as a local law firm hired by the city continues to investigate the social media posts of more than 300 Philadelphia police officers identified in a database from the Plain View Project made public June 1st. You can read these stories and more at bcnn1.com. In closing, remember, God loves you, He always has, and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks for listening, and may God bless your day.